At the first note from his trumpet, she woke. She raised her head, and her neck straightened, until her head was held high. What she saw filled her with astonishment. She gazed straight at Louis. At first she could hardly remember where she was. Directly in front of her she saw a handsome young male swan, a cob of noble proportions. Held against his mouth was a strange instrument, something she had never seen before. And from this strange instrument came sounds that made her tremble with joy and with love. As the song went on, as the light grew stronger, she fell hopelessly in love with this bold trumpeter who had awakened her from her dreams. The dreams of night were gone. New dreams of day were upon her. She knew that she was full of sensations she had never had before, feelings of delight and ecstasy and wonder. She had never seen a finer-looking young cob. She had certainly never seen any swan with so many personal possessions around his neck, and she had never been so thrilled by a sound before in her whole life. Oh, she thought. Oh, 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 oh. The song ended. Louis lowered his trumpet and bowed solemnly to Serena. Then he raised his horn again. Ho-ho, replied Serena. Ho-ho, ho-ho, replied Serena. Each felt drawn to the other by a mysterious bond of affection. Louis swam once rapidly around Serena. Then Serena swam once rapidly around Louis. This seemed to amuse them. Louis dipped his neck and pumped it back and forth. Serena dipped her neck and pumped it back and forth. Louis splashed a little water into the air. Serena splashed a little water into the air. It was like a game. It was love at long last for Louis. It was love at first sight for Serena. Then Louis decided to show off. I'll play her my own composition, he thought, the one I made up for her last summer at camp. Again he raised his trumpet.